first one by, and we did. We went to church every Sunday. He never thought about sleeping on Sunday morning. We all slept upstairs, and he and Mother slept downstairs. And on Sunday morning, he was up early, and he was standing in that hall, and he called everyone by name, and we knew to get up. We never turned over and went back to sleep because we knew what would happen if we didn't get up and get dressed and be downstairs. And he went early to church because then they had a furnace, and he had always helped fire the furnace and check all the lights and everything for the church. So we always felt like we were about the first ones at church. But we never had any regrets. We were glad to go. We all grew up loving the church, and we always wanted to go. And I'm so thankful for that in my life. And my mother was a Methodist, and we always dropped her at the Methodist church. But there was always a friction there between the Baptists and the Methodists. So we have always wished that Mother had gone with us. And the reason we went with our daddy was that she always said that she had to stay home and clean up and cook dinner, and she didn't just went to church and didn't get to Sunday school with us. So once we got involved in the Baptist church and in Sunday school, we never could change. But she always said that she was going to change some of us children, that it wasn't fair that all of us went to church with our father, that she was being left out, we weren't treating her right. So there was always a little misunderstanding about church, and we always regretted that we weren't all in the same church. And now...
That happens in many families. Go ahead.
But my husband was reared a Baptist too, but he went to the Central Baptist Church here. We have two churches, First Baptist and Central Baptist, and my husband and his family were reared in the Central Baptist Church. And in my husband's family, there were five boys and no girls. And his mother was instrumental in getting him to church. His father didn't go much, but his mother taught Sunday school, and they were always there on Sunday. And he was reared to go to Sunday school and to church, and then back that night to training union and church again. And I was reared in a similar way, and we both loved the church. But during the war, my husband was overseas for 3.5 years. And when he returned, we married. And when we came to the church problem, we knew that we both wanted to be in the same church. So we went to his church one Sunday and my church the next Sunday. But my husband finally said, well, you're so involved in your church and you have a Sunday school class, and I've been away so long, I'll just join with you. So when our daughter was 9 years old, he joined the church with her. He put his letter in our church, and she joined on profession of faith. But I do have a sister that's in the Central Baptist Church, and my other sisters, one lives in Alabama and one lives in Kentucky, and they too were reared to go to church, and we've always been so grateful for that rearing. And all of us are involved in church work, and we love it, and it's very rewarding.
Will you say just a few things about the background of Newnan and Coweta County, some things that you've heard of that might be interesting about the past history of this area?
This area where I live, they all talked about how few houses were here when my father first built a house across the street from where I live now. It was just all pasture, and they said they had sheep, and there were about 3 houses here. And my sister said that they had such a good time playing and wandering all around. It was kind of a wooded area, and they had such a good time playing in the trees, and they made rock houses. They found all the rocks that they could find, and they'd sweep out a clear place, and they would line the house with the rocks, and they'd make them a living room and a dining room and a kitchen. And they just